Can you hear me, Schulze?
We can. Congratulations, Tom.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
That one had a little bit of a feel of hanging on for dear life, but quite honestly, who cares? You had more goals than they did. You won the game.
Well, exactly. You know, we couldn't put them away, and they just kept fighting, and they made it too difficult on us. And I thought Bits made some big-time saves, and it was a tight game, and those penalties didn't help us in the second period. Never could get into a rhythm.
Michael Bitzer now with 12 career shutouts, ties him with Matt Climie for the overall program lead. He's got a lot of hockey left in front of him, but he seems to be seeing the puck pretty darn well here.
No, he really is. He really is. And it was a great weekend for Bits.
Defensively, I thought you guys did another nice job, though, tonight. I can remember one, maybe two odd man rushes that he had to face.
Yeah, we don't give too many odd man rushes out. We don't, Schulze. Our guys we're pretty disciplined that way, which is good, and that's important. So critical.
Penalty kill now 23 out of 23 to start the season. That's way beyond a fluke. You guys are just flat out good.
Well, you know what? We gave those guys that flanker one-timer today a few times, and that gets dicey. You know, when you give that shot up, and sometimes that thing's going to find net, you know, and we were lucky that it didn't. But we just said our D's got to go out and take the far side, and Bits has to take the short side. So it's kind of what we did on that with Robbie Payne blasting it right there. And he never really got good wood on his shots right there, so we were fortunate, you know, there.
With Jay Dickman's size, you want him to play around the net, but he had two goals this weekend. All within about 10 or 15 feet. That's where he's got to score goals.
Well, exactly.
Right?
He's big and strong, and he's got good hands. So if he can corral a puck in that area, there's a good chance that he's going to get a quality scoring chance.
What's bigger, 4-0 or 4-0 in the league?
4-0 in the league, bar none.
That's a heck of a start. Looking at the schedule, back-to-back conference games to start the season against who you've played, 4-0 is pretty darn good, Tom.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, we beat Bowling Green last week, and it was a preseason pick to win our league, and we just won two games on the road, which I don't care. This is very, very difficult, mostly on Olympic ice, so that's a testament to the guys this weekend.
Congratulations, Tom.
Thanks, Schulze.
See you at the Ralph. All right. Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers, with us here on the Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight.